A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
And good morning to you, Jerry.
And keep your questions and queries coming into us, listeners. A listener got in touch to say this, Tony. We have been married over 20 years. We're good friends and get on together quite well. At the same time, our relationship has cooled, for want of a better word. Recently, she's been more and more into Keep Fit and in recent months has been doing a lot of sports with a male companion. I have uneasy feelings about what might be going on, but at the same time, I'm reluctant and fearful about tackling the issue in case I get it all wrong.
Yeah, I'd agree with the approach generally, and it's not an uncommon sort of situation. Now, when I used to play tennis, I very often played, I mixed doubles was my favourite game because it was most fun and I wasn't a good tennis player anyway. And then I used to play with one of the females, you know, occasionally going up for a practice run and you know, a bit of exercise. And there was never a question about it because we, Val and myself, always trusted one another. But if you're worried, you may be latching on to something, and again, it might be your imagination. So you have to be very careful about how you approach it. But if you're talking generally with your wife, you can maybe begin to slowly over weeks bring up, you know, and how do you get on with so-and-so, and, you know, a very open, gentle sort of feel your way into it. But my reading is that you're being nervous about nothing. It could be nothing. And if she's missing for hours and you can't, she doesn't answer her phone, no, that would be worrying. But, you know, working out with the opposite sex, or, you know, isn't a sin and isn't a problem generally. So my approach here would be very careful, because you could literally set fire to the forest and end up with the forest burned down. And it needs careful, very careful approach. And the way I would do it is over weeks or even months, you know, bring it up in conversation, or get stuck in yourself a bit so that you're in there. That would be my approach to it.
Yeah, would it be maybe not in terms of the direct fitness and kind of trying to muscle in on what's her pastime, maybe would it be an idea to come up with more things that you can do together as a couple, spend more time together?
Oh, absolutely.
If that's an issue.
Absolutely. I think it's very important, you know, if one is a couch potato and the other one is a mountain climber, it doesn't work. It doesn't work the best. You know, it's much better if your partner and you go and play whatever you play or do whatever you do together, or occasionally together. It doesn't have to be together as such. But yeah, it's a much better, you know, balance for a marriage. And definitely it's something I would suggest you think about.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, that's one way to go about it. But on that, if it does continue, Tony, and it doesn't get better, is this person putting off the conversation that might be inevitable, however gently they may do it?
That's the other danger, is people don't talk about something until it is gone.
Yeah.
You know, and it is very important that you do broach the subject, but do it very, very carefully. Take every bit of finger pointing and blame out of your voice. Practice it when you're driving the car or something like that, how you're going to coach the what you're going to say, and practice the words, actually, so that you don't sort of come over and, I see you've been around with Mickey again, you know, this sort of finger pointing, and that will immediately put someone on their guard, and it will usually end the conversation as well.
That is a fair point.
It's very very.
Does this raise the issue when a listener gets in touch with this observation? Can't men and women have a platonic friendship without people thinking it's one leading onto something else?
Of course they can, and I did. And, you know, I don't think there's any problem whatsoever. Once the trust is not broken, and if there is, as I say, real reason for suspecting something, like she goes off and she's missing for 4 hours, where was she? You know, that would definitely bring, you know, some worry into it. But if that is not there and she's gone for the odd hour or whatever, it's usually just what it appears to be, you know.
Yeah, normal, a genuine pastime and friendship.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Tony, interesting one. If you have a view, if your other listeners have a take on that, we'd love to hear from you. If you have other questions for Tony, get them into us now. We'll get to those and more on A Problem Shared after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, we're talking with Tony McGinley on the line. And Tony, a listener has got in touch with us in relation to her first query and says he should just ask her straight out, are you having an affair? That will sort it out one way or the other.
Yeah, what and it could set fire to the place in the meantime. Yeah.
It could knock the house down.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it depends on people. We all react differently. But, you know, that sort of direct pull the gun out and point it at the person, they're going to react. And it may be a very, very negative reaction. It may be a good reaction. But, you know, in my opinion, it's a bit of a dangerous approach. Yeah,
yeah, it kind of says, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Even asking that question.
You're messing around. I know it. And, you know, that approach immediately negates any further conversation, basically. Yeah.
Indeed. Okay, a listener gets in touch and says, Jerry, why doesn't that man follow his wife when he would know what was going on? I think she has the best of both worlds, says Mar. You're talking about private investigation there,
Tony.
Yeah,
he could get a half a dozen private investigators to follow. You know, yeah. I mean, what's the marriage about? It's about
what does that say about your marriage then, if you're having to follow your
exactly.
wife?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically, marriage is about two people who trust each other almost 100%. And okay, occasionally we all get, you know, the eyes wander and that sort of stuff. But if it's nothing more than that, then you're risking ending a relationship by going in, as I say, with the guns blazing.
Okay. All right, Tony, we have another query to get to here from a listener who gets in touch with us and says, over the last 2 years, they've been very difficult for me and I've become mentally and physically drained. The worst part of it is that a lot of the time I feel as if there's nothing to look forward to. I want to do something to help myself out of this place, this dark place, and be able to look forward to a brighter road ahead. Now, this listener doesn't say why the last 2 years have been mentally and physically draining, but I suppose, does that matter really? This is the way they feel at the moment, Tony.
Yeah, but the last couple of years, last 3 years really, have been difficult years because we had 2 years of COVID, and that certainly depressed a heck of a lot of people. There are figures that show the depression levels went sky high as a result of that. So it could be outside factors. Change of circumstances, of course, will do it. If you've lost a job or you've lost something that was a comfort to you and it suddenly is gone, and add that to COVID, and you know, it very easily builds up on all of us. It's very, very easy to feel depressed. What helps in that sort of situation is having something to focus on, and I suppose the most important thing I think to focus on when you're feeling really down is helping other people. Because if you put yourself outside of yourself to help somebody else, whatever, it could be just putting an hour or two in a charity shop or, you know, whatever. Just being helpful to other people is a great cure for feeling down. The other one, of course, is what do you do with your spare time? Do you sit in front of the telly and feel sorry for yourself? If that's the case, then you want to really rethink. Because, again, work and doing things is what help human beings to stay focused and stay positive. So, you know, if you don't have several hobbies or interests or exercise or gardening, whatever the heck, but you need several lines of approach.
Yeah. And it can be, look, it can be hobbies, it can be getting involved in politics, getting involved in campaigns, trying to change your local area, joining the tidy towns, any of those sort of things that give you a purpose, I suppose.
A lot of adults now go back and study and get a degree later on in their lives.
Yeah, further education.
And whatever focuses you, but particularly one that seems to be very helpful to people is helping other people. So if you're involved you know, a couple of hours a week in some sort of charity or organization that helps other people, that's a very helpful thing to help the mind focus on in a proper way on where you are yourself. But if you're, as I say, sitting around thinking I'm feeling worse and worse by day, then you probably will. You would probably slowly slip down the side of that slippery slope. And the best way out of it, as they say, is to get out there and start doing something.
Yeah, and that's the important thing when it comes to enunciating that and trying to develop it. And there is the other side, Tony. Look, if this is a deeper thing and it's been going on for longer, and the person can't rise themselves, do they need to talk to their GP, see if something else is going on with their mood?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you don't even have to go as far as a GP if you have a counsellor that you can go to. Or even just a good friend who is their head screwed on very well. You know, just talk it out with other people. That helps. Always helps. It sometimes jars a person completely out of it. Other times it's a slower process. But yeah, it's a very good idea to talk to somebody.
Yeah, okay. Another listener on our first discussion, Tony, says she might say yes when he asks that question, then he will know for sure. Well, that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's not the case.
Kettle of fish, yeah.
My God. Okay, and that is part of the situation, and part of the I suppose the recognition of the issue. Okay, if you have a view or a comment coming into us on the show, get in touch with us, Tony. We're out of time. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this morning with those queries, and thanks for all the responses from the listeners as well. And if anyone wants to get into more details, then you get in touch with us and get in touch with Tony. In the meantime, we'll pass on the queries to him.